Good morning. Welcome back into the K-Man Morning Show. As we continue on here this morning, we're going to talk tulips next. And we got an old friend in studio with us today, Corey Reeves, the Tourism and Events Coordinator with the Wamego Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Brandon. It's good to be here. It's always fun to be back in the studio. And yeah, it's a big time of year in Wamego as we get ready for Tulip Festival coming up this weekend.
Absolutely. Yeah, Tulip Festival is something that I know that we always look forward to. It's you know, it's been a little bit of a weird spring so far. We've had hot weather. We've had cold weather. We might even have some snow this week. Who knows? Gosh.
Yeah, the run of folks giving phone calls into the Wamego Chamber office asking how the tulips are doing after a run of, what, 90, then to 30, then to 20, then to 90 again. Yeah, it's but we look good. It feels good. It looks good. And most importantly, we've got a great setup for the park this year for what's going to be, I know for sure, our biggest tulip festival yet.
All right, so here we are. It's the beginning of the week. So what? Take us through the planning of this week. What all happens leading up to the weekend?
Well, so Tulip Festival, for those who haven't been, is an enormous arts and crafts fair in Wamego City Park. So this year we will approach 300 vendor spaces. So to give you a little context, in 2022, that was right around 100. So we're now three times the larger festival. We'll have over 250-plus vendor booths. We'll have 30-plus kind of food vendors, not necessarily all full-line food trucks, but between food trucks and snow cones and ice cream and funnel cakes and you know, barbecue and pizza and a million things. But the vendors will start to fill in on Friday. So this week is the hustle of setting up, making sure that like everywhere is marked in the park. As you can imagine, marking booth spaces for almost 280-plus folks is a little bit tricky. And figuring out a good workflow and a good path to get everybody ready to load in on Friday to be ready to go on Saturday and Sunday for a two-day just gigantic arts and crafts festival. And I can't tell you how excited I am for the folks coming this year. Like the growth of this festival, not only with local vendors, but now regional vendors who are marking Wamego on their calendar every single year to come to the festival is pretty amazing. We had banner weather last year. We're hoping that we have a good run this weekend as well, but it takes a whole army. It's not just you know, our office there in the Wamego Chamber and CVB, but there's numerous volunteers that help run everything from bouncy houses to the beer and wine gardens to helping vendors load in, help them load out on Sunday. We've got athletes, we've got church groups, we've got local volunteers. Like it's all hands in on Tulip Festival weekend.
Yeah, and If you've never been out there, you do yourself a favor, go check it out. I mean, if nothing else, for the tulips. But great vendors out there every year. There's some neat little, you know, just trinkets out there.
So last year, I bought sourdough bread. I had a gyro sandwich for lunch. I bought a hand-tooled leather belt, and my son bought like some 3D modeled wood sculptures of Star Wars spaceships. Like, so it's, when I say it's everything, it's everything. If you want to eat, you can eat. If you're looking for arts and crafts, they've got that, everything from yard art to embroidered things. And like it's everything. Pictures, artists, craftspeople, woodworkers, leather tools. Like it's all over the place, and it's going to be bigger and better.
You're speaking with Corey Reeves, the Tourism and Events Coordinator with Wamego Chamber. Tulip Festival is happening this weekend in Wamego. And, you know, when we say the community gets involved, the community really gets involved with this. I know I've been out there before having like pancakes before with the Boy Scouts. Do they still do that?
Yeah, they sure do. Cub Scouts will be doing pancake breakfast on Saturday, which is always really fun. There are church groups involved. It really is a really spectacular event. 4-H runs like the petting zoo, right? There's going to be a pickleball tournament this year, a basketball tournament this year. We've got local entertainers and dance troops playing on the entertainment stage. The Fort Riley 1st Infantry Division Rock Band is going to be out on Saturday afternoon starting at 2 as kind of our feature performer on Tuesday. So it really is a little bit of everything. Like if you're looking for music, we got it. If you're looking for local breweries and wineries, we got it. If you're looking for food trucks, we got it. And man, if you want arts and crafts and stuff for your house and your home, and we got a whole lot of that. Plus a picturesque park to take photos in. The all hands in is amazing. And you know, from a chamber perspective, Brandon, like this is a small business incubator, right? Like it's an arts and crafts fair, but it's about 280 small business members that are trying to either start or continue a great living. So those are all people that, you know, that's commerce that happens in the park, that's local sales tax revenue, and it spills out over into Manhattan too. I mean, the hotels in Wamego were booked for Tulip Festival last year, in advance. So there's people that come to Manhattan, they stay here and they eat here and they shop here as well. So it's a full regional effort, and I love every second of it.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. I've been covering the Raleigh County Commission here, and they've got an event that's coming out of Seco Park that they're modeling after the Tulip Festival. That just shows you how popular this is.
Yeah, and you know, arts and crafts fairs across the state of Kansas are fantastic pieces, right? Like, we've got creative people here, we've got fantastic artists here, we have wonderful food here, we've got incredible farm to table products here, Land of Kansas stuff. There's great wineries, there's great breweries in Kansas. Like, send everybody here, man. Like, that's my favorite part of the job, is I'll tell you that not only is there no place like Wamego, I firmly believe there's no place like Kansas. And these small town festivals and events are the lifebloods of small communities. Like, if you're a town of 5,000 and you don't have a few festivals going on, like, it's harder for you, right? So that's one of the biggest reasons Wamego goes all in on stuff like the Tulip Festival and Celebrate Freedom with Boomtown USA and the fireworks show and Oztoberfest and all of those things. Like, the amount of extra cash that comes in is what makes a downtown community vibrant, and I think Wamego does it as well as anyone.
Yeah, we just heard a few weeks ago you're getting the world's largest toto. I mean, that's going to be really awesome.
Yeah, man, that's what happens when you tell an office, hey, think big, right? So Jessa and Carmen and I in that office there in Wamego, we found out when we were looking to get some repairs done on one of the smaller totos around town that the company that builds those builds full-size dinosaurs that go into city parks. Hmm. It's like, well, we don't need a dinosaur, but a huge toto would be pretty rad. So enough people said yes, that would be a good idea, that I think that they didn't realize that we were going to take that yes and really run with it. So we've got a grant now coming in from the state. They were super excited about the project because they know it'll bring out of state visitors. The city's excited about it. So it's going to happen. Our goal is to have the world's largest toto up and built and set over by the railroad park, which has the caboose in it there on the south end of town. It's kind of a welcome to Wamego element. And if we can pull it off by Oktoberfest, that's our goal. It would be amazing. But our full goal is to have it certified by the Guinness Book of World Records and make it a full thing. And it's just another reason to get downtown, right? Like, those totos direct people kind of almost like a Where's Waldo kind of adventure through Wamego. And this just adds to it. And man, is there anything cooler than to say the world's largest toto exists in Wamego, Kansas, as we try to draw people to this Northeast Kansas region?
Yeah, I don't think so. Again, Corey Reeves joining us here, Tourism Events Coordinator for the Wamego Chamber. Tulip Festival happening this Saturday and Sunday. Hours for that?
Yeah, so on Saturday, it's a little bit longer hours. We start at 9 and we run until 5.
Here's your Jill on Money.
On Sunday, 10 until 4. We'll have the beer gardens will be running the whole time. The entertainment stages kind of start up a little bit later. They don't start up right as things start, but we've got music and entertainment going on as well. And the bouncy houses and inflatables usually shut down about 30 minutes before the festival itself closes, just so it gives us time to tear those things down. Because if those aren't super organized in the setup and tear down in Kansas, inflatables can be a little tricky. Yeah. So we do that. But 10 till 4 on Sunday, and then 9 until 5 for the first day on Saturday. It's going to be great.
Okay. Well, looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing all the pretty tulips and all the great vendors out there. 300 plus. It's going
to
be great.
And, you know, thanks to Manhattan Broadcasting and the folks here at Cayman have been partners in this event for a very long time. Not only do we advertise here, but the Manhattan Broadcasting Company helps sponsor the event. And you've been an essential part of kind of helping grow a festival, too. So thanks for everything you guys do here, too.
You betcha. Glad to see you again. And we'll talk again before too long here with Boomtown.
We started planning that one a year ago. And boy, do I have news for you. When we get ready for Boomtown USA and America 250 this year in Wamego, it's going to be amazing.
All right. Looking forward to it.